Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for Max Pack.
Somebody in the text line said the Christian Jones offsides during the Denver game summed up the whole season in one play.
Yes. Hate when Christian does that.
Do you think his real name is Chris?
I don't know.
Because, you know, Kling's real name is just Josh.
Josh Klunger?
That's a John Klinger. 913-586-7965. Your favorite storylines of 2025. Yes. Feed the beast. Until then, it's Max Pax time.
And it's getting harder and harder. This is usually when it starts to get... Yeah, I know. This is usually when it starts to get easier.
I know that I'm hard.
But it's just getting rock hard right now because we do not know... I mean, this is... I'll say this, Dusty. In my lifetime, not incredibly long. But still, in the 18, 17, 19, 20 years that I remember and recollect watching football and caring about this... It's never been this difficult to really find someone because I don't think they're, and I think you mentioned this a little bit yesterday, but I'll say for both teams, for both conferences, there's not a team where other teams or other coaches are looking at going, oh, well, we got to go there. We got to face this team and this guy. And oh man, this quarterback hasn't been that sort of season. There's not clear teams or names sticking out. I'll start at number five. And this team has been number one for the better part of this season, but two straight losses, two straight choke jobs, two straight no-shows from their quarterback in clutch time have to put them down at the bottom of this list. Still number five, though, is the Los Angeles Rams. Man, it's after
what?
Last night, I know.
What are you doing?
I know. The Los Angeles Rams, these last two losses, one, they lost to the Seahawks 2 weeks ago. I'm putting that more on the Rams than I am the Seahawks. Great stuff from Seattle, capitalizing. But that was one of those games where you walked out and there were 17 new stats. Teams are 497-0 until the... Like, that was one of those games. You invented ways to lose that football game. This last week, or this last night against Atlanta, you threw three interceptions and you just weren't able to come back from it. You almost did. You missed a wide open guy. That, to me, like, I'm not expecting Matthew Stafford to miss someone wide open or throw three interceptions and a pick six in the playoffs. I still trust him and I still trust Sean McVay over a lot of the rest of the NFC, so I'm going to have them in the top five. Number four, a new...
Seahawks.
A new addition. A new addition in the top five for the season is the Jacksonville Jaguars, number four. I'm in. I'm sold. I like this defense. They get stops. And Trevor Lawrence is not just good because that's too broad and vague. He is not just a game manager, but he is this perfect combination right now where he has an arm and can bullet and can run around and can take risks, but also knows how to run this Liam Cohen efficient offense right now and can do it pretty productively. That Jacoby Myers addition has taken them to a new level. And this is without Travis Hunter, without talking about Brian Thomas. Who knows if Brian Thomas decides to explode, that could be huge for that offense as well. This team would be number one if they had even one of their top defenders. I've kept them from putting them high in the max pack, but they keep winning. They have pass precedent. They're one of the most experienced teams in the league. I have to pay attention to this and respect this. It's the San Francisco 49ers at number three in the max pack. What Kyle Shanahan has done this year has been absolutely
masterclass.
Nothing short of incredible. All the injuries they faced, and again, I mentioned the defense. Fred Warner and Nick Bosa both out for the rest of the season. They've mentioned Fred Warner might be able to come back for the playoffs. If that's true, that is
sure seem to be moving well on the sidelines with Kittle.
I know. I saw that. That's massive, right? And getting Kittle back, they'll obviously get him back. That's huge for that offense. Brock Purdy is playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League right now.
That's who's seen him play
easily, and that's because of Kyle Shanahan. Buffalo Bills at number two. Yes, I know they lost. And they only scored 12 points to the number one team I have in the max pack. But I don't know who else to trust in the AFC right now. I trust Josh Allen still. I know he's injured. He's going to be able to come back. They can run the ball better than about anyone in the AFC. They play cold weather games better than anyone in the AFC. I'm going to put them at number two. And then the Philadelphia Eagles at number one. Speaking of running game, it's gotten going. That defense is healthy and ready to go. It's probably next to the Texans, who I almost put in this top five. The next or the first or second best defense in the National Football League. So for that, Philadelphia at number one. I know.
No Seahawks.
I mean, dude, they beat the Carolina Panthers.
On the road, conditions, and Darnold won a big game.
Bryce Young threw for 54 yards.
That's because they have a good defense that can win a championship.
But Bryce Young, I mean, this is the Carolina Panthers team who's going to win nine games.
Who'd Stafford lose to?
Yep.
A non-playoff team?
100%.
Through three interceptions?
It was bad.
You trust Matt Stafford without Devontae Adams?
Do you trust Matt Stafford more or Sam Darnold?
Stafford.
Yes.
I trust Seattle's defense and run game more than I trust the Rams' defense. They have injured defensive guys.
That run game I question with Seattle right now. And I think you have too. I mean, you mentioned it. Kenneth Walker.
They have Charbonnet and Kenny. Good. And Corum got hurt last night.
I know the Corum thing actually is something.
And that goes into hoisting that trophy.
No,
and I think Devontae Adams comes back. He was running routes and he said he's probably good to go, but why not risk it?
Yeah, honestly, there is a reason to risk it potentially, but also like you're not winning without Devontae Adams. You need him more. Probably a good call. But
and no Chargers. Because of the Herbert thing, is that why? Or their defense is suspect?
Yeah, Chargers, the O-line is completely ravaged.
Are the Hawks the sixth team in max pack?
Texans are the sixth, Seahawks are the seventh.
That's right, you said that.
Seahawks would be the eighth. Patriots would be the seventh. Texans would be the sixth.
I don't hate it. I just, no love for the Hawks.
I'm sorry.
We got one more week. They can sneak in.
Yeah,
exactly. Because if they're the one seed in the NFC.
I know.
Then you got to go to the 12th man that they stole from A&M.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's part of this too now is, once next week, next week's Max Pack will be a little bit different because we'll actually be going, I'll be looking, okay, this team actually gets the bye. This is who they're going to be looking at matchups and really starting to predict things. It'll be fun to see all of our brackets go up. I'm gonna check for Briscoe here real quick.
Josh Briscoe should be joining the show here in just a minute, or he'll come in like Stone Cold Steve Austin. We go to the text line here real quick from the 816. Tough Tuesday here. I am trying to figure out what to get my kid for his birthday on January 4th. He'll be turning 7. That comes from B-Rock. I am light years away from the age of 7. I don't know what 7-year-olds are into.
Legos?
I think.
They like Legos,
Those are expensive.
Very.
Right after Christmas. That is tough because you have like the Christmas holiday and then you go, or you know, you celebrate Hanukkah or whatever it is where you get a lot of gifts. And then you go right into a birthday? You know, is your 7-year-old into baseball and the Royals?
There you go.
Because if that's the case, take him to, you know, Royals Fest or Royals Rally, where you can buy two different variations of tickets and they can get autographs, meet players. If you buy the more expensive one, I think it's like $130. That's a pretty nice birthday present. But you get to enjoy it too, B-Rock. And that is what the text says. Dude, toys are overrated. Get experiences. Make memories. That would be something. Like, what if your kid gets a solid autograph from, like, I don't know, Bobby Witt Jr. or Jack Caglione? I mean, that'd be something. Maybe take them to a nice dinner. I know I'd have loved that at 7 years old. My dad's like, hey, you know where we want to go? Let's go to 801 Chop House, grab a steak. Okay, sweet. I can get a steak the size of my head, not have to worry about the price next to it. Sweet, tells great. Somebody says Monster Jam at Sprint Center, January 10th to the 11th. We should go to that. We should hit the garage.
We should absolutely do that.
We should hit the garage for like an extra session and then just do like a fan appreciation show and take you, myself, and Bob to Monster Jam. And why do I feel like Bob would have the noise-canceling headphones on the whole time? It'll rot your ears. Oh, God, yeah. You know? So we're trying to help you out here, B-Rock. You can never go wrong with Gator Golf. That's my favorite text. Yeah, is he, like, into golf? Does he like Margaritaville in the summertime? Maybe do, like, an extended birthday present, and then you guys get to both enjoy. Go play in the pool. Dad's going to put the extra dark shades on and, you know, look around. I don't know how things go. Somebody says, when I was 7, I got the WWF steel cage ring and some more wrestlers. I'm right there with you. You remember that? I don't know if you remember the Titantron gift that they had in the WWE or a WWF where you could put the action figure on the Titantron and it would play his music.
Well, that's actually really cool.
So let me put my Josh Briscoe action figure on the Titantron and play his music.
He's the first voice you hear
you like
3 hours
Briscoe
before kickoff, and the first voice you hear after the final whistle.
Future Hall of Fame receiver, future Hall of Fame quarterback, being able to figure it out for the last half of the season.
Here's the new Chiefs Radio Network pregame and postgame show host, Josh Briscoe.
Hey, Briscoe, what do you get the 7-year-old for his birthday?
Well, I mean, look, you put me into the action figure mindset. I mean, some sort of fun toy. I think depending on your relationship with the parents, maybe a Nerf gun or something. I'd like to cause a little bit of chaos, but I'm in kind of like an uncle headspace there. I don't know if you want to give an explosive gift to the entire family or not. What about a whoopee cushion? Do kids still like those?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. The whoopee cushion always reminds me of I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think it's funny that I'm going to ruin my family pictures by soiling down my leg with a big mud pie? You think that's funny? Hey, how about this astonishing stat? We all want the Chiefs to lose against the Raiders, correct?
Look, man, it's hard. I don't want to tell anybody. I couldn't tell anybody to root for the Broncos in Arrowhead on Christmas. I can't tell you to root for the Raiders on Sunday. But I'll say that the best long-term thing for the Chiefs would be not winning that football game. That's even more true for the Raiders, though. So I am perversely interested to see how that game comes together.
So Mac and I put our brains together because we do a tough Tuesday. What's tougher to realize? If the Ravens lose to the Steelers, the Chiefs would not have beaten a playoff team the entire season, or if you lose to the Raiders, you went 1-5 against the AFC West.
1-5 against the AFC West is shocking. I mean, those are both crazy things to look at through that lens. But look, I mean, sometimes you have some bad close game luck, and you know all these things that we've talked about all year add up, and wow, you don't beat a playoff team, that's crazy. I would have bet on my own death occurring before the Chiefs going 1-5, frankly, even going 2-4 in the AFC West. They've just so thoroughly owned the division that is really shocking.
When you watch these games the last couple of weeks and you see these young guys getting into the game, like Rashard Smith scoring a touchdown, do you have like the dad moment that I had? Like, there it is, more of that, please. And then it just never happens again.
Right, yeah, I'm not a dad, but I have to imagine that at some point it's like, okay, we'd love to see a B plus, maybe an A minus on that report card, and then all of a sudden you see one class, that's a straight A. Holy smokes, let's see this again next semester. What do you mean you didn't go to class after that? What do you mean your teacher never called? Where have you been, son? And that I think is sort of the energy with Rashard Smith, where you see he makes an impact with the football in his hands, and he has as many carries in the last two games as you and I do. It's just kind of a strange way to go about that. Maybe week 18, now that we also know that Trey Smith's probably not playing, maybe week 18 here is the time when the Chiefs really let the young guys go, but Jeffrey Bosa is a rumor at this point. I would love to see more of Rashard Smith. I would love to see anything from Javon Royals, just because that's what the rest of this season is for. It's been a few weeks of free evaluation period at the end. You've seen a few guys get some more reps, but with all due respect to Juju Smith-Schuster, I'm more interested in what Jalen Royals does from here, even though Juju's the more professional receiver at this point.
Who have we, but Briscoe, honestly, who have we seen get more reps? Like, really? Like, I know Bosa got a series. Breshard Smith got, what, less than 7 snaps last week? Like, that's not actually seeing these guys. Jalen Royals, is he alive? Like, I'm still questioning the why here, because now you're saying, yeah, these last few weeks have been the opportunity. That opportunity's gone, and now you're playing the worst team in the NFL. I just don't know how much you can really see for 3 hours.
Right, no, I'm with you on that. I would have loved to have seen those sliders go much further in the young guy's direction since the playoffs were wrapped up, essentially. That would have been the moment for me. Ironically, the guy who I think has had the most impactful last couple of games is not a young guy, but it is a guy who we had a lot of questions about. It's Christian Fulton, where he goes out and actually plays some pretty darn good football against Denver. And you go, okay, well, a bunch of that money next year is already guaranteed, so maybe there's something there. And Noah Williams and Esipole and Chu Godrick have all gotten a lot of very valuable reps. But to your point, Mac, that wasn't necessarily voluntary. Those were guys that were, including Christian Fulton, those were guys forced into action because of the injuries everywhere else. So I believe Jalen Royals, not an exaggeration, I believe that Jalen Royals has run 2 routes these last 2 weeks. He's got a very small handful of snaps and looks pretty good in run blocking. But yeah, Breshard Smith against the Broncos on Christmas got 4 targets, had 3 catches, scored 1 touchdown, and did it on 6 snaps. So, like, for me, I want to know if the Chiefs think he's a running back. Because, again, right now, he got a ton of work in the fourth quarter in that first Raiders game when Gardner Minshew literally just handed the ball off all fourth quarter. But I want to know what the Chiefs think Breshard Smith is for the long term. Obviously, they're going to have to reload this running back room in one way or another. But is Breshard Smith in that running back room next year? Do they like him even as a kick returner, which is ironic enough? He had to get Nico Armijo had to be injured in front of him, and Tyquan Thornton obviously out of the picture for him to get more work in the return game where he looked really good. So I am not ready to close the door on the Breshard Smith running back chapter, but I would really love to see the Chiefs lean into that a little bit and just find out what they've got.
Briscoe, New Year's resolutions seem to be popular for a lot of people. I'm sure maybe you have a few. What would you say is the number one New Year's resolution for the Chiefs going into 2026?
Oh, that's a good question. I was busy thinking about the fact that I don't know that I do have a resolution for myself this year. I'll come up with one by the end of the segment. I think the thing that I want them to resolve in every sense of the word, like to take as an order of self-improvement, it's really, really hard. And we can sound pretty authoritative when we say it, but truthfully, it's really, really hard to evaluate from the outside what exactly went wrong this season. Was it a personnel decision that blew up in their face? Was it too much faith in Isaiah Pacheco? Was it something schematic not evolving over the last couple of years? Was there a miscue behind the scenes somewhere? Whatever, right? Did they expect more from player X or Y? I think the thing that matters the most, much like the thing that matters the most, if you're trying to come up with your last second resolution today or tomorrow, you can say, hey, I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to be nicer to my kids. I want to go on a walk more often. You can say that all you want, but if that's not actually the thing that has been hampering your happiness in 2025, it's probably not going to bring you joy in 2026. So I think the most important thing for the Chiefs to do, I'll go to another Netflix property. I'll get a little Marie Kondo in here, a little more Marie Kondo than Tim Robinson. Figure out, does this spark joy? Can we let this go? And that, I think, goes for players that can go from the schematic and the coaching side of things. You have to be able to diagnose what went wrong this year. It can't just be that you were a tick off or a player two removed, because that's true for almost the entire league. What went wrong this year, and then can you fix that with some iterations this offseason? My next step from the outside would probably be a bit of an offensive evolution and a little bit more speed and youth on the defensive side. It's been a few years since you got that last big defensive overhaul. Those would be the next couple of steps off of it for me. But whatever it is, I just hope the Chiefs end up saying, you know what, we got a pretty good autopsy on what happened in 2025, and we're going to learn some real lessons, take some action steps from that, and not just kind of run back a similar build like they did this year.
Yeah. Question for you. Can Breshard Smith become a better receiver than Xavier Worthy?
Oh man, here's the thing. I can tell where this is going. I am going to end up being one of the last guys on the Xavier Worthy ship, I think. I may just go down with that sucker. He's been hurt since the third play of the season. Mm-hmm. And, not but, And I think he's shown that he has a few things he needs to prove as a wide receiver, not just on the sidelines, but in kind of his entire game right now. I want to see a healthy Xavier Worthy who's allowed to run more intermediate routes. I want to see that in 2026. Or even just a guy. He's played through a ton of injuries. He played through a broken hand in college. Like, he's a tough dude. Give me a non-structurally damaged Xavier Worthy and a little bit of a different role next year, and then I'll begin to make my final call. But I'm still holding out hope, even though I'm also holding out hope for Carnell Tate early in the first round.
Are you signing Brees Hall this offseason?
Might be. I am probably more likely to give him a nice free agent offer than I am to hitch the wagon to Jeremiah Love, partially because that's kind of the only solution that I think you could say is definitive with that first pick, and because I am looking at the defensive line and at wide receiver a little bit, specifically just because I really do want this team to have a chance to get one of those alpha wide receivers out of Ohio State. I want the Chiefs to be able to fulfill that fantasy. So I do think that like a Breece Hall and a third round running back or something like that is probably a reasonable way to go, as the running back market looks okay at this point, and it's a hard one to pin down. But yeah, I would, even as a guy that is never terribly excited by drafting a running back early, I would sign up for probably Breece Hall and a third or fourth round pick. I would feel pretty good about.
And then last but not least, Mac and I have been debating all morning. Do you pronounce it Oladokun, or how do you pronounce it?
I went to the Chiefs like back end pronunciation site thing, and I tweeted out a video of him saying Chris Oladokun.
Okay. He says
it again.
Okay.
Chris Oladokun. I am only confident in that because I sat in our studio and listened to Mitch Holthus say it many, many, many times when he entered the game 2 weeks ago. So I'm cheating off of Mitch's notes. I am trusting the voice and also the Chiefs website. I have heard innumerable ways of saying his last name. I have said his last name in a great many ways over the years, but now I can say with all the confidence of Mitch Holthus, Oladokun.
And what's your New Year's resolution?
This year I started a letterbox so I could track all the movies that I was watching. This is really millennial of me, but I'm just trying to like spend less time looking at the little screen in my hand and spend more time looking at the big screen on the wall. So I think I'm going to try to pick up like I'd like to hit 52 movies this year, kind of set a one a week pace in 2026. I did not hit that in 2025, but I'd like to fill out the filmography a little bit.
Love it, Briscoe. Keep doing your thing, and we'll talk to you next week.
I guess we'll talk one more time next week. Last year we did this until February. What's going on?
We can still do it till February if you want to.
I mean, look, you guys don't have anything else starting up. I'm going to have some free time. We'll chat. I'm open. Maybe I'll come in and do a show with you guys.
Do it. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, fellas. Thank you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You bet. That is Josh Briscoe here on 96.5 The Fan. Hey, by the way, Mac, we might owe somebody some beers.
Oh.
Ryan Hartley on the YouTube feed. You can watch it on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, all those things above.
What's up, Ryan?
He says, remember that guy who needed 17.3 from London, Stafford, and Pitts? Well, I'll take that beer whenever you're ready for it.
Wow. Let's go.
There you go.
I will hit you up.
Coming up next, we'll talk about what Spagnuolo had to say, plus Chiefs have no excuse not to get it right at running back here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.